Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Your job is at St John of God Hospital.
I'm the scientist in charge here in pathology at St John of God Hospital.
And I'm here today for some pathology tests, and I thought I'd ask you how you use maths at in your role.
Okay. I guess in our laboratory now, I can show you shortly if you like to, we have a lot of instrumentation. As far as maths goes, you know, there may be times when we need to dilute samples. Now, that can be done automatically on a machine, but you still need to have that, I guess, the math skills to work out different dilutions of specimens to put them on the instrument so that they're going to give you the correct result. And then, of course, from the dilution, work out what your result would be.
Good.
So there's still that need. Of course, measuring things, if we ever need to weigh up any reagent and that sort of thing.
So you need to know about volume.
Volume, just sort of adding up numbers and multiplying, of course, simple basic skills, because if you're diluting and that sort of thing, you need, you know, your multiplication skills. Yeah.
And even if you're using a calculator, you need some kind of mental idea about what the around about answer should be.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. We also look at, you know, blood films, looking at blood films down the microscope, and you need to have a little bit of an idea, you know, if you're looking at a certain number of cells per field, again, working out what your total volume of the, or total number of cells might be to get an accurate count.
Yeah, so
again, a lot of this is done on the instrument, but there are times when you do need to do it manually. And you need that skill.
Okay, yeah. So you're talking about large numbers of red blood cells compared to small numbers
exactly.
of white blood
ratios
cells.
Ratios are very important. Sort of work out your ratio of white cells to red cells and, you know, how many platelets and that sort of thing are there too. So
terrific. Thanks, Nicole.
Yeah.